sense the excitement level start to ramp up here as the first preseason game closes in?
I think so. I think it is. It was a tough practice. I don't know how excited they were about the game Saturday night. It was a pretty tough practice. I'm not sure. I think that some of them thought we may have been doing some other activity today and had a little bit of a letdown when it wasn't. But it ended up being a very good practice, very good, very focused, and got a lot of work done.
How much personnel discussion has there been? You told us earlier in the week, Thursday, you'd start to nail that down.
Yeah, that's an 8 a.m. staff meeting tomorrow morning. We're going to talk about it. So they're still in discussions about it.
Along those lines, though, does a guy like Dodd need more snaps? Because
sure. Yeah, that'll be definitely a topic of discussion of how many and when and who with. So, yeah, that'll be part of it.
Any consideration to not using Matt?
That'll be a discussion. It has been and will be further. Yes.
Yeah.
With a guy like Dendry, you sense human nature will compel him to sort of do something to make the Jets think you're going to miss me this season in this game?
No, I don't know if he's got any payback type of mentality. He's just going to go out and he's going to try to operate at a high level for us with this new system that he's in. And I think it'd be more of that. I don't want to disappoint us than try to wow them, in my opinion. That's the personality the guy has.
And you're more interested, I'm assuming, in seeing his chemistry with Marcus continue to grow and develop?
I would. I'd like to just see where he's at, when the bullets are flying. He knows some of these guys, so it'll be interesting to see how he competes against them, knowing their personnel probably better than we do. But it'll be good for both of those guys to get some game experience together.
What do you see from Utah so far?
He's on a mission. He is absolutely on a mission. He has been the whole offseason. He has kind of just tagged along Jarrell Casey. Every time I saw one, the other was close by in the weight room. The whole offseason he's been just trying to watch somebody that does it right and has been successful for doing that. So and he comes out here, he works, and I've pointed him out in offensive meetings the way he plays, the way he's definitely on a mission for a reason. Yeah, he's okay. Yeah, yeah.
Getting a really long look at the guys competing for number three.
Yeah, we have a number of backs, especially the signing of Radcliffe. We'll probably get a good brief look at him, and then get those young guys in there.
What do you tell the young guys? It's their rookies, their first NFL game. Not only that, it's in New York.
It's still the game that they've been playing since they've been 8 years old. Nothing's changed. Again, the guys that are nervous, the jitters, that typically comes out within the first couple of plays. It always has, and I'm going to let them know that and kind of settle them down. But it's really a neat experience, your first time lining up in an NFL game. And in New York, it'll be that much better. I think Avery's gotten better. I really do. He's in a lot of ways, and I think it's a lot of it has to do with his ability to help him cover better. He's faster. He's quicker. You can tell that this guy has done something over the top to get ready for the season. And the of what he's done off the field when nobody's watching. I think it's going to help his coverage ability, but he's also done a lot of things that's going to help his defense on first and second down.
Like, are there certain things that you'll be looking for Saturday night? A few pre-snap penalties and self-inflicted wounds and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to. If I can, like I said, I don't want to get up on Monday, and the less we can't do that, the better. And they know that. I know how it's going to go. Kind of, I've been doing it a long time. We're going to have that, especially with some of the young guys. Less better, the less the better, for sure. But I just want to see if they're going to compete. It's not a game plan game. We're going to run our plays. We've been running here for 2 weeks, and they're going to have a guy lined up that's different than they've been blocking for 2 weeks. Can they execute at a high level consistently without making mistakes?
Coach, you compared to bringing Derrick Henry along the way. He's brought along in Alabama in his second year. What are the expectations for him going? He's had a really impressive camp.
Yeah, he has. He's had an impressive offseason, an impressive camp. I don't know, just the way he's worked. And the second year of being in the system, understanding what we're doing, being with an offensive line, knowing where holes may appear. I mean, it's different year two. And I think I said it earlier, there is no pitch count of who's going to get the ball. That won't happen. We're not going to force feed it to one guy or another. But I would think if he had the same amount of carries, his production would be significantly even better just because of all the things I just mentioned.